This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved 8,800 crore rupees for the Skill India program from the period 2022-23 to 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that demand-driven skill development is the focus of the government and emphasis will be laid on convergence and quality enhancement.
आज स्किल इंडिया प्रोग्राम को 8,800 करोड़ रुपए नया अप्रूवल मिला है और इसमें बड़ा फोकस लाया गया है कि कन्वर्जेंस पे बहुत ध्यान हो, क्वालिटी पे बहुत ध्यान हो और इस तरह से हो कि जिससे कोऑर्डिनेशन बने विभिन्न सेक्टर्स में.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved the extension of the tenure of the National Commission for Safai Karamcharis for 3 years till 31st March 2028. The minister also informed that South Coast Railway Zone has been given post-facto approval, which will lead to efficiency in railways operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and the United States next week. His tour will focus on strengthening strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both the nations. Prime Minister Modi's visit to France from February 10 to 12 comes at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. A key highlight of the visit will be the AI Action Summit, where global leaders will discuss the future of artificial intelligence governance. India, as a co-chair of the summit, will play a pivotal role in shaping the international AI policies, emphasizing ethical AI development, accessibility and innovation. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said both leaders will also hold bilateral talks and address the India-France CEOs Forum. In addition to the summit, discussions between the Indian and French leadership will cover defence, trade and energy cooperation, further strengthening the bilateral ties. The visit will also see the inauguration of India's new Consulate General in Marseille, aimed at improving consular services for the Indian diaspora in southern France. Following his engagements in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the United States on February 12 for a two-day working visit. External Affairs Ministry today summoned the Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner, Mr. Muhammad Nurul Islam, and conveyed that it is regrettable that regular statements made by Bangladesh authorities continue to portray India negatively. In response to media queries on the summoning of the Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh, which has been reiterated several times in recent high-level meetings. He further stated that regular statements made by Bangladesh authorities holding India responsible for internal governance issues are in fact responsible for the persistent negativity. Counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held tomorrow. Preparations are in full swing for a smooth and fair counting process. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Wah, said scrutiny of the election documents, including Form 17C of the 70 Assembly constituencies, has been conducted. Almost after 5 years, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has reduced the policy repo rate by 25 basis points from 6.5% to 6.25%. Governor Sanjay Malhotra made the announcement today in Mumbai following a three-day meeting of the MPC. The 25 basis points rate cut to 6.25% comes after the last rate reduction in May 2020. He further informed that according to the first advance estimates, real GDP growth for the current year is projected at 6.4%, with economic activity expected to improve in the coming year. Ninth Asian Winter Games 2025 has begun at Harbin, capital city of northeast China's Heilongjiang province. Chinese President Xi Jinping declared the games open in presence of visiting dignitaries, including International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, this evening. The games will continue till 14th of this month. A record 34 countries and regions are competing in the games. 88-member Indian contingent, which includes 59 athletes and 29 team officials, will participate in the games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.